This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The strike is on, and I don't know if you're listening to this at work or if you opted to stay at the house today or what, but as we go on the air, a union leader with the locomotive engineers says there are no talks scheduled between the union and the NJT until maybe Sunday sometime. So now we got about 350,000 commuters fending for themselves and picketers out on the streets. This is the state's first transit strike in more than 40 years. The union says, man, we are the lowest paid train operators in the country, yet we represent the third biggest ride home. The NJT CEO, Chris Kaluri, says he's willing to meet again before Sunday if the union is willing to come to a solution. Governor Murphy at a news conference at Aberdeen today.
NJ Transit's employees are the backbone of our public transit system. But the workers who depend on NJ Transit are the backbone of our entire economy. They deserve a public transit system that is reliable and affordable.
The governor says we cannot ignore the agency's fiscal realities. The NJT announced some contingency plans the other day, but admit it's no more than a Band-Aid and only covers about 20% of the load. So the trains are really just sitting in the yard. This is going to be interesting. In Coney Island now, they're looking for the crook who blasted a lady with pepper spray and robbed her last week. Police say the 60-year-old victim was near West 15th and Mermaid about 9 p.m. And here comes trouble. They say the robber pepper sprayed her and punched her in the face and then ran off with her pocketbook and her cell phone. The purse had about 400 cash inside. And this wasn't a guy, by the way. They say the perp was a woman, about 5'6", wearing a black hoodie, blue jeans, and some black sneaks. If you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Israel Day on 5th is this weekend, everybody. Oh, the Celebrate Israel Parade happens this Sunday, and all the city's brass stepped out today to reassure New Yorkers we are not tolerating any funny business, so leave it at the house. You know, the police commissioner says, don't even try. We're not trying to even get all this old extra.
Hatikva, or the hope, is this year's Israel Day parade theme. Gatherers will march for their pride in the Jewish tradition and for the return of Hamas hostages. The NYPD and Mayor Adams' hope? For a peaceful gathering.
We will not allow unlawful people to participate in lawful protests. This would not be a city of lawlessness.
And NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
At this time, there are no specific or credible threats to the parade. But as always, we remain vigilant.
And the commissioner says to prepare for street closures, alternate bus routes, and to be screened by the NYPD at various checkpoints. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
I know, right? Why don't people just leave folks alone and just enjoy, for heaven's sake? Hell, we're all from somewhere else. Anyway, the parade kicks off at 11:30, will most likely run till 4 on 5th Avenue between 62nd and 74th Street. Yeah, the newsman gets fed up with some of this craziness. Hey, if you own a fancy smancy sports car, here's your chance to get in on the next Kevin Hart movie.
What's these guys' resume?
They're loitering. That's it.
Loitering today, he's Gotham City tomorrow.
Yeah, they're filming 72 Hours in New Jersey, and they're casting folks who have luxury cars as extras. It's a Netflix film, and it's in production in June and July. Kevin Hart will play a 40-something executive who joins a group of 20-somethings on a three-day bachelor party after accidentally ending up in their group chat. But that's going to be wild. Anyway, you must own a Bentley now. You have to own a Porsche or a Maserati or a Ferrari or some other similar car. All of mine are getting detailed this weekend or getting an oil change, so I won't be able to make it. If yours is out of the shop, go online to 72hours at gwcnyc.com and put luxury cars in the subject line and have a whole lot of fun when you do it. Hey, at Rutgers, he dropped out 65 years ago, but Tom Maniscalco decided to drop back in. The oldest ever grad from the school says he was struggling with mental health at the time and the school schedule was a beast, so he quit. Well, now, at age 85, he just finished his degree. Yeah, he's been taking one course per semester at the school for the last 6 years, working towards a master's in mechanical and aerospace engineering. And now he's walking across the stage today. He says the only thing is that his dad won't be there, but he says he'll definitely be on my mind. You go, Mr. Tom. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg still in a battle to keep the manufacturers of 3D printers from cranking out ghost guns. He wants to diminish the parts to them as well, citing many of the parts can be made at somebody's house.
DA Alvin Bragg says devices that can turn a semi-automatic firearm into a machine gun are being made right in people's homes.
Files that are used to provide the sketches, the designs to print the guns, we need to make it illegal.
Brad Hoyleman Siegel sponsored the bill in the state Senate, Linda Rosenthal in the Assembly. Assistant District Attorney Bonnie Siuk heads the office's Ghost Guns Initiative.
Thankfully, we haven't had such a mass casualty shooting event here in New York, but that's our concern.
The DA's office has several open cases involving the use of 3D printed guns, including the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.